What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode 283. We've got some new releases going down this week. Contenders football, transcendent baseball. It's exciting time in the hobby. We've got whatnot breakers that are just taking people's cards. So we're going to discuss that, maybe give some ideas on how can you as a consumer be aware of stuff like this. So that's coming up later in the show. We got buy, sell, hold. We also have we dissected the 2023 Bowman baseball checklist. Early pre-orders have arrived at Tops, and we're going to kind of jump into Beyond Drew Jones, who's some of the guys that are, you know, early names in the Bowman set. So also some exciting news, guys. If you're in Vegas this weekend for the Mint Collective, we will be in the house at the Marketplace, and we got some exciting stuff going on. We're going to be doing a free contenders case break. You got a chance at winning a free spot for just signing up, guys. So just sign up for our mailing list. It's a great brand ambassadors that we have at the booth. We'll be able to sign you up for a potential chance at getting the Niners in a contenders case break. Also Saturday, Wee Man Preston from Jackass from 3 to 5 on the floor doing photo ops, signing Jackass boxes if you guys purchase them. So be sure to get those in. They're only going to be there for 2 hours. Some of the coolest dudes I know will be at our booth at the Mint signing autographs. So be there for sure. Get your photo op with Wee Man and Preston. Like I said, some of the coolest dudes I've ever known. And Joe Staley will be with us in attendance too, so look out for stuff for that. We're going to be doing all kinds of content with him, podcasting. We're doing the eBay Live, so tune in to eBay Live. 2 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to be doing some great deals again on the eBay Live app, live from the Mint. And man, I'm exhausted thinking about all the fun stuff we're going to be doing, Dan.
Yeah, I think the show is pretty much over at this point. You went over pretty much everything, so... Cool, heck of an episode.
Are you as excited as I am to be
doing
all this stuff?
Oh, man, you know me, going back to Vegas, you know, just it's been such a long time since we've been there.
It's been forever.
I'm actually hoping to get there and maybe see the sun, maybe no rain, because it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So hoping for good weather. Gonna connect with all of our industry peeps, and maybe hopefully a lot more collectors actually come to the event this year.
Yep.
It is open to the public, so if you're in the Vegas area, come on down, hang out with us. We're actually also gonna have our shop set up as well, giving out some amazing deals on sealed wax.
Yeah, and also if you guys mention I listen to the hype, we will have a free shirt for you guys. So we're going to have some limited quantity, exclusive shirts.
Don't forget about the shirts. So, a new design coming out.
New design. You may have seen some of us wearing it on some of these videos, but they are going to be at the Mint, available, you know, limited quantity. We didn't order too much, but if you walk up to the booth and say, I listen to the hype, we will give you a shirt. So that's free. So you can, and they're good quality. They're nice, you know, really thin material, good quality, probably like a $40 shirt that we're just giving out for free, basically. Cody, in terms of Vegas, work aside, what spots are you looking to have fun at?
I mean, got to hit up a karaoke bar for sure. That's a given. I've been hearing, I heard about a live band karaoke spot. I think it's at the,
I
don't know,
pressure.
The Cosmo maybe? I'm not sure. Cosmopolitan? Not sure.
Yeah, I'm into it.
But
I'm into it.
Yeah, definitely would be in on that. I mean, I said it before we even started. I can already smell the evil pie.
Oh,
yes,
near and dear to my heart.
It's Dan's spot, and guess what? I am a believer after we ate there. It was awesome.
It's pretty good.
Good pizza, cheap beer. That is something you don't get often in Vegas, so you got to enjoy it when you can. And it is, it, not only is it like Vegas good, it's just really, really good.
No, it, I mean, it is, as far as like the West Coast, it is my favorite pizza joint.
It's a very
good place. And you walk it in there, you're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to get a great pizza. It will blow your mind. It is that good. So
fantastic. And you know what's also good about doing that is you can go to the best hotel in Vegas, best hotel casino in Vegas, the L. Cortez.
That's right.
So you'll have to make a trip to Evil Pie and then hit up the El Cortez.
Just
the smell
it
in
there. Breathe
the
it
smell
in.
Is it, it's like it, if they could bottle that, I would buy a
no,
lifetime
have,
supply.
No, they have. I got the air freshener. They
it's not real.
It is real. It smells just like it.
It's not real. But
sometimes I dab a little on myself before I leave the house.
Little spray. But yeah, I'm sure I'll pick up a new El Cortez shirt. That's if we have time. We have so many fun things going on industry wide. I mean, there's a Thursday kind of party that Michael Rubin, I think Peyton Manning might be at. I don't know. That's what I've heard. There's Friday is the setup day, the preview night, a lot of other seminars going on. Saturday, we've got, you know, the eBay Live. We've got Wee Man Preston. But anyways, just if you're there or if you haven't booked, just head down there. We got March Madness. We got baseball starting too. I mean, you could be betting on some games.
Yeah.
Live in Vegas as well. So
yeah, we're going to have to figure out a time to watch a Giants game.
Seriously. I mean, it's going to be maybe the TV will be used instead of.
They're all going to be early games, if I'm not mistaken. I think they're all day games in New York. So it's going to be 10 a.m. Vegas time when the Giants are
breakfast
first pitch.
Yeah.
All right. So
breakfast in Vegas.
Wake up early and head up to the sports book and get your bets in.
Yep.
So, and speaking of March Madness, it is madness that we've got two super high-end releases coming out. Don't know for sure if Flawless is coming out because we haven't seen the first off the line, but Transcendent Baseball, which if you're not familiar with it, we're going to have a break available on Friday night and Saturday night. It is the highest-end baseball break that you will see. We're talking about one guaranteed 101 cut auto, one guaranteed super fractor. They have a special pack this year. There's an invitation to a really killer party. And we're doing a break where you're guaranteed one of these things. The worst you can do is an autograph. So check that out at mojobreak.com. Transcendent, I think, is finally getting to the point where it's picking up some steam. I think collectors are seeing the value in some of this stuff. And they did away with Bowman Transcendent. So they were back to the Transcendent that has, you know, Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout autos, stuff like that, that people really, really want. How do you think that Transcendent will be digested this year?
Well, I mean, anytime they add something new to it, it gets pretty exciting. I'm excited to see what this four-card Chrome pack is all about. I know you're guaranteed a Super Fractor in it, but they also have Super Fractor autos as well. Are not guaranteed per pack, but they are even more of a chase.
Yeah, so if you can bring up that sell sheet, Cody, and see if there's any verbiage on that. Also, we don't know who the party is going to be yet, right? So there's going to be a party, and there will be an athlete there.
Well, I mean, I feel like we can do a process of elimination, right? We can basically say, like, they're probably not going to double up on a player, right? So if we've already had Trout, and we've had Harper, and we've had Ohtani, and we've had Jeter, and we've had Piazza and Nolan Ryan, and we can go on and on and on and on. This is probably not going to be a prospect. Have we had Wander Franco yet?
No, we have not. But you know who I'm thinking? The face of Top Series 1, all the commercials. Maybe the deal was inked in there.
Ooh, I think, yep.
J-Rod.
Be Julio Rodriguez.
But I guess the party would be, see, he's going to be busy, right? So
we haven't had Aaron Judge.
Right. Hasn't been Aaron Judge.
So maybe
we've had him as a rookie card set, but he wasn't
He wasn't at. So.
And that also, I feel like, would be easier, more feasible. Cause what you've got, I mean, East Coast, New York, like that just would be easier to make it work, for Judge's schedule. But yeah, it's Wander is a good guess. I think Wander or Judge feel like that's in the right area. I think they would like to get Julio because he's the guy right now. But for my money, I'll say Judge.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times the reason I'm saying Julio is because a lot of these deals are worked out in the contract for appearances. And because he's done so many commercials, it could have been a thing that they you know worked out the deal with him. But Wander also had that top set too. So, you know, you can say that as well. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, there is an invitation in Transcendent. There's only 99 cases of Transcendent made. So the invitation gets you to a party, only 99 people now. You can't even bring a guest. And you get a bunch of nice cards. You get open bar, nice food, and whatever athlete's going to be there You're going to get a photo op. You're going to get an autograph of them. They're probably going to talk, have a nice evening with them. It's usually about a three-hour event. Super cool event and usually higher profile. Like Hank Aaron was there 1 year, Chris Bryant. We've mentioned Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Shohei Ohtani. So think of somebody, kind of a name along that. I've heard some people say Alex Rodriguez as well, but maybe they save that for like a Hall of Fame set.
Or how about David Ortiz?
David Ortiz?
I think with the regular Transcendent release, it's going to be a current player.
Yeah.
I mean, but it hasn't always been, because Hank Aaron obviously wasn't a current player, but like, it has gravitated towards like one of the biggest stars in baseball currently.
100%.
If it's A-Rod, I don't know if you guys saw that video of him getting onto his private jet where, you know, I was scrolling through Twitter and I see that pop up and everyone's like, just click on the video because the song that's playing is you're never going to expect it. So I click on it and he's walking onto a private jet to Disturbed's Down With The Sickness. Not what I expected from
Love
Alex
it.
Rodriguez.
That's amazing. Love it. Just actually listen to that record today.
It's a great
nice.
It's a great,
I
great
just
album.
Picked up three new records and that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Best good Disturbed one. Record of all
no.
time?
No.
Yes.
No.
100%.
No.
There's not a better Disturbed record than that, the first one.
Their sophomore release was actually a better album.
We'll agree to disagree on that one. Sorry. I have a whole other podcast on Disturbed here.
Yeah. We can get A-Rod on
They've
there,
actually,
apparently. So there you go.
I would say Disturbed has actually gotten better as time goes on. Their worst album, musically, was the first album. Not with like, it was probably one of the most successful, for sure. Most singles, probably sold the most.
Definitely
but,
their most popular.
But musicianship wise, they have gotten way better as time is going on.
I don't know. I'm usually like you could feel the pain behind the music on the first albums of every band. So it's hard to, like, they were poor. They were torn in the van. They were not making any money. And that's when those songs came out. So I could feel it. And now Disturbed is like a Godsmack. Every album has sounded the same to me since the first one. So you haven't really changed much, you know.
I'll give you that. I mean, they have a formula. And if it's not broke, don't fix it. They've been around for – actually, that album just turned – I think it's 22 years old. They were going to do a 20-year anniversary tour, but for obvious reasons – there was no touring going on. Not going to say it, but
no, we don't need that health information.
Yeah, we don't need it. But yeah, that album is 20 years old, or 22.
It's crazy,
I guess.
Crazy to think about. Any info on Transcendence? I know we have the cut autos listed, so you're guaranteed one cut auto, and they haven't listed all 99 of them, but there is Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, all the names that you'd want to chase in there.
Yeah, all we really know, the checklist still hasn't fully come out. We know the cut autos include Abe Lincoln, Alexander Hamilton, Andy Warhol, Babe Ruth, Christy Mathewson, David Bowie, Jackie Robinson, Louis Armstrong, Thomas Edison, Ty Cobb, Winston Churchill. So always really cool, the historic autos. We know that there are going to be one of one superfractors of the 1958 Topps design that will be featured in here. And through the years, autographs featuring guys like Vlad Jr. And Wander Franco predominantly in there, with some dual autos of the two of them.
Interesting.
I'm going to say Wander Franco is going to be.
Or yeah. Vlad, too.
Or Vlad.
I think Vlad's already done something. He did the 70th, I think.
Yeah.
The 70th party.
So I think it's going to be Wander Franco.
And possibly Vlad. So, yeah, stay tuned. And get in on a break. You can get in for a fraction of the cost. These cases are retailing around $28,000 to $30,000 for these Transcendent cases. You can get a spot at mojobreak.com for $459. Have a chance to go to the sick party. Maybe get a 101 Mike Trout. Maybe get a Babe Ruth cut auto. You know, the possibilities are endless with Transcendent. It is creme de la creme. It is top shelf. So make sure you grab a spot before it's too late. Because with 99 cases, it's gone. It's gone in an instant. Well, let's get into contenders, guys. 2022 contenders releases this week. We breaking it starting on Wednesday when you're probably listening to this. We're going to be already into some case breaks. We got first off the line breaking. We've got regular breaking. Chasing those cracked ice. Chasing those Super Bowl tickets. And this, for me, is my favorite football set. This is that five autos, six autos a box. You've got the cracked ice. You've got the gold, the 101 golds you can chase. You've got the silvers. It's so much fun. There's a decent amount of cards. It's a great value. They tend to, honestly keep their value over the years. If you look at the Patrick Mahomes, obviously the Tom Brady has set the precedent. You can look at Josh Allen. These are some of the best-selling cards and the most valuable cards of said rookie. So this year, obviously highlighted by Brock Purdy. He's not on the cover. On the cover is Olave, Wilson, Kenneth Walker, Sauce Gardner, Malik Willis, and Kenny Pickett. Before I get into this box, I do want to ask you guys, out of the six guys on the cover, who has the best career?
Ooh, that's a toughie. I think I'm more of a Kenny Pickett fan than most. I think he proved enough down the stretch that Steelers and also the organization, there's just so much history and pride behind it. Like, they don't go, like, even last year where it was an off year, they still were, what, around 500, floating around 500? So, yeah, I guess I feel like Pickett's the best bet right now.
I'm not sold on any of the quarterbacks in the rookie class, and that includes the guy who's not on the cover. Garrett Wilson. If Rodgers is throwing the ball to him,
that changes things.
That changes everything. So, Garrett Wilson or the other Jets guy on there. I think he's going to have a great career.
And I'm going rogue. I think Kenny Pickett is the obvious choice for value of cards, but I'm thinking better career. I'm actually thinking Ken Walker. I think Ken Walker has a better career than these guys. Now, does his card sell? Probably not.
But he's a running back. He's a running back.
100% he's a running back. But I'm thinking five really good years. The offense is probably going to run through him. Geno's there for a while. I think Ken Walker easily gets 1,200, 1,300 yards rushing next year. But – running backs don't sell, so I'm not giving you advice to invest, but I'm saying whoever has the best career, I think it's going to be Ken Walker. But let's – me and Dan are both going to open these boxes that are in front of us, give you guys a little preview. Now, one thing to keep in mind if you're opening this at home, so there is one RPS guy, meaning rookie photo shoot guy, that is in every box usually, and that's going to be your on-card auto. Now, the caveat this year is that Brock Purdy shouldn't be part of that. So you do have a possibility of hitting Kenny Pickett and Brock Purdy.
See, that is a cool thing about this year, though. Because, like, before you would hit your on-card auto first, and you're like, and if it was a dud, you'd be like, well, not much we can do now. It's just going to be, some sticker auto guys. But, hit that on-card RPS out of the gate. Your box is still good.
Ooh,
still
I got a ticket auto right out of the gate.
Oh, my God.
And it's green.
And that will be numbered to
their number.
The number.
And it's green.
Oh, my. Jeez.
So
all right.
Could be a guy on the cover.
We're off to a hot start here.
Or it could be, I don't know what it could be. It could be green. It's green, Doug. Ooh, I got a redemption.
All right.
It is green. Yeah. It is a Zonovan Knight, numbered to 27 for the Jets.
I'm going to slow roll my redemption.
It was a Jet.
Can Brock Purdy be a redemption?
Ooh. I mean,
we don't know yet.
I'll take off my shirt.
We're about to find out.
Coach's ticket.
Ooh.
Oh.
Who would be the best coach? Before you reveal it.
Best coach you can get would be like Belichick, but there's no way he's signing.
It's a rookie coach.
A rookie coach.
Probably.
Not necessarily.
Or hasn't had
a card. So it could be McVay.
Oh.
Is McVay on the checklist?
I don't know. I have to look.
The biggest PC card in history. I'll flip out. I'm gonna flip over the table. Zach Taylor.
Ah,
close.
Okay.
Part of the McVay tree.
Yeah. Okay.
That was your first pack, huh?
First pack.
We both had hits.
Both
in our first
autos
pack.
In pack number one.
So are those usually on card?
I got another auto.
Well, I always feel like it tends to be like this, where it's either you get those first five in the first stack of packs, or it's like it's never an even distribution.
I got an auto of Channing Tindall for the Dolphins.
Tindall.
I did not get an auto there.
He is, and sometimes the front gives you, I think they're, oh. so he's 6'2", 230, and then I think the seat might be their draft pick. I think he was 41st draft pick.
I got my second auto. Looks like it might be on card. It's going to be a parallel. Hassan Haskins.
Our guy.
Number to 99.
We were in the room when he was signing this. Very memorable.
There we go.
22-99.
I'm curious if either of you guys are going to pull the, I think it's called like, I'm trying to find it right now, but there's a new insert.
Oh, yeah.
New short print insert. I think on the slide we showed, it's got Brady with like the crown jewel behind him. I think it's literally called crown jewel.
I did. There's 42-99. I don't love that.
Round numbers.
Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore.
I got a supernatural rookie of Kenny Pickett. So just a base, but
not bad.
Nice to nice insert. You know, I honestly, and I might be the minority of this as a card shop owner, I would prefer them to just make five packs.
No.
Because, you know, these boxes, $400. How many packs are we rocking in this thing? 18. So you're paying, like, sometimes you're going to pay as a customer $40 a pack and get the whole base pack. That sucks.
Yeah, but, like,
I'd rather have somebody pay $100, guarantee themselves
an
auto.
Or how about revamp the base so the base has some value?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it does seem like, I mean, looking at the checklist, it does seem like there's some new SPs that they're trying to go for that.
Oh, what? It's a superstar.
Superstar.
Ooh. Little die cut action.
All right. I got an insert that's backwards. Behind a Jerry Rice. Oh, rookie ticket. Malik Willis.
Ooh.
And they're back with this design.
Wow.
On card Malik Willis rookie tickets. I think I did pretty well.
I think you beat me.
That is a dope card.
Unless I get
7th overall pick, Malik Willis, right? See the 7th overall pick?
No, he was like the 7th QB pick.
Oh, that's
maybe.
The number. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So they've changed this up. The seat is the jersey number. So he's jersey
that's,
number
yeah,
7.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
All right, I got my 3rd auto here. Offensive tackle love. Thayer Munford.
Oh, I got another auto.
Raiders.
Munford and Sons.
Oh, no. I got a Dak Prescott to 199.
So I'm about halfway through my box now. I've hit 3 autos.
And I've hit more. Ooh,
I think I have another auto here. I'll let you go.
All right. Rookie on the Giants. Jashawn Corbin, running back.
All right. My autograph. Rookie on the Giants. Micah McFadden. Micah McFadden, New York Football Giants.
And one of the things to keep in mind with contenders, it is a deep auto checklist, as you see. And a lot of these guys haven't had autos. If you look back in prior years, like we're going way back, some of you guys probably weren't alive, but Victor Cruz did not really have an auto, but he was in contenders. And then all of a sudden, salsa dancing took off. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that this might be their only auto.
This may be my last auto of my box. Darian Butler, Raiders. It was a C-Rad box.
Power players, A.J. Dillon insert.
So that is auto 5. Let's see if I can get a bonus here.
Yeah, how many do I have? I have 1, 2. I have 4, so I should have 1 more.
I'm actually digging the base design. I know.
Actually, yeah, it looks a little bit better this year.
I know we rip on it, but they got Montana on the Chiefs. I love it. Oh, I got a backwards card. Could be a bonus auto here.
Sometimes there is 6.
And it is. Got some ink.
Come on, Brock, baby.
Browns, Perrion Winfrey. And I don't know about his penmanship. It's a tough one. Not the best auto I've seen.
I have what could be a rookie auto. It's a rookie card, Lions helmet, but probably not going to be Hutchinson. Mm. Auto of Josh Pascal. Number to 99 with a dinged corner. Josh Pascal for the Lions. So I think we've exhausted our autos here, Dan. But maybe we got something else. Maybe a bonus.
Yeah, just rip through the rest so you see if we got something.
Kenny Pickett, Rookie of the Year contenders.
Winning ticket, Justin Jefferson.
Ooh, a backwards card.
Ooh.
Am I going to get
seven?
Will this be seven autos?
On average.
Otto. Rookie. Commanders. Cole Turner.
Another auto?
Another auto. Jeez.
That's crazy. That's seven?
That's seven autos.
Seven autos in one box. Not bad.
Oh, I think I have an auto.
Unbelievable.
What is going on?
Commanders. Curtis Hodges. Auto base.
Everyone gets a bonus Commanders auto, apparently.
All right. That does it for me. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I could that and we were saying, I love that product. I know you said you love that product. If you're looking for autographs, say year in and year out, there is not a better product than Contenders Football.
No.
Now, I know there's an era, the parallel era, and if this is your jam, this product is not. I mean, there is some cracked ice, which is a big parallel, but this is, if you're looking for autographs, this is the product.
Yep, and I mean, the checklist isn't out, but I, you know, we have the slide that says Purdy Watch is Brock in the set. I got to assume if I'm a betting man, I'm 99.9% sure he is. So, because it's such a big checklist. So, but we'll obviously see one probably tonight from First Off the Line. Somebody will hit that in the industry. Somebody will hit a Brock Purdy. But he is confirmed to be a National Treasures as an RPA. The only thing I was trying to decide and trying to look at was if that card they previewed was a sticker auto. They did kind of a weird job of, like, it ran off a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if they had time to get him to sign on card. So
I would say that.
And I don't know if he's allowed to be signing right now.
I would say he's probably a sticker, right?
Or a redemption.
Or a redemption.
My bet would be he's probably a redemption. Because I don't know if he can sign.
I was going to say, yeah. Is he even physically capable of signing given his injury?
He's got like the RoboCop arm right now.
Yeah, that's right. We got to get Ed 209 to sign.
I got to say, I'm pretty stoked. Stoked for this product. Stoked for this release.
I'm super stoked. And, you know, mojobreak.com is where you're going to find spots. We have case breaks. We have half case breaks. We've got single box breaks. We've got just a variety of ways to get into Contenders. You can also buy boxes at mojobreakshop.com. If you're in the Bay Area, we have them in stock. And that's starting tomorrow. That's starting today. Wednesday. Come on in. Grab your boxes here at mojobreak.com or mojobreakshop.com. And get in on the hype and chase cracked ice. I'm totally interested to see what happens with the first cracked ice of Brock Purdy. What those go for, because the hype is going to be real on these things. So I like what you did here on this, Cody. Not what the hobby's about. A really nice little play on words.
Thank
there.
Thank you. It's what I'm here for.
We're going to get right into the epic rant of the show, guys. First off, just let me say, you know, for all you parents out there, don't break with somebody you wouldn't let date your daughter. I think that is the best advice that anybody can give you. If the guy's behind a camera and he's cussing and he's throwing cards, why are you giving these people your money? There's so many options out there to have Blade in the mailroom doing the breaks for you and, like, you know, hitting the bong and throwing out F-bombs and taking cards off camera. Like, are we that desperate to get into breaks? There's like 100 other breakers that are trustworthy.
100?
10 at least. I'm exaggerating.
Maybe 1,000?
There's at least 100 that I know of. I don't know. I gotta verify.
Let's
these
name
people.
Them.
No. Okay, can I just, before we go any further, Bong Rippers is a great weed and breaker combo name. If you're really into weed and you break cards, Bong Rippers.
Yeah.
There you go. That's for free, everybody. You can take that one.
And there's a time and a place for that. I know it's legal in most states. That's fine. But don't be doing it in a professional environment.
Well, this
you don't go in to buy your car or you buy your couch or wherever somebody's selling you something and the guy hits a bong. It doesn't happen. So consider your workplace your breaking station, and let's be a little bit professional. Let's not play. You know what? I love hip-hop. I love Tupac. I love NWA. I love Logic. I love some of these newer rappers as well, but I'm not playing them on my feed. I'm not doing that. Like, this is a professional. If you are trying to sell something, you need to conduct business like a professional. So where this stems from is, you can watch the video, Retail King apparently had a new breaker pulls it downtown, clearly on camera, and then pulls it off camera and hands it to somebody, gets back into the break. There's no more downtown. And he even has the balls to say, you're not going to see that downtown.
And like, then he gets super aggressive and goes like, come find, like, let's meet up.
Catch me outside.
Yeah, catch me outside.
Yeah, I mean, he did the whole catch me outside. How about that?
So, and, you know, the whatnot is literally the wild, wild west. I mean, I don't know what kind of background checks are going on, what kind of checks and balances are going on, but it literally feels like the hobby's flea market. So there needs to be some self-policing. And if the one way you can self-police is to not give your money to these guys. These guys that are doing these things only are surviving, only eating, what you kids say, is because you guys are feeding them. So go with this isn't even an advertisement for Mojo Break. This is an advertisement for people that are doing it right, and there's several other options to be doing. I mean, for one, why is anybody ripping retail? Can you answer me that? Who rips retail?
Well, because they're the king of it.
Says but why?
It says in her name. The king of retail. Retail king.
Yeah. And I'll throw it out there. Experience doing some of the live e-commerce stuff. We've had trials and we've tried out a lot of different places. And I think for us, like I would sell like every once in a while, I'd be like, I'll throw some blasters retail stuff. Because frankly, it's cheaper. And that's what sometimes people are going to want. And now, what does that say about the audience that's being attracted? It's probably tends to be a little younger.
Give you the real answer why they're ripping retail is because they can't get the hobby.
There's that,
they
of
can't
course.
The hobby SKUs.
Right.
Either they're too expensive or they're not set up to have a resale license right. or a business license.
From their perspective, and, of course.
Yeah. That is why we're ripping retail right. is because you're not doing – if you're really considering this as – a true business of yours and you can't fill out the basic paperwork to get a resale license and get sign up with the distributor, like, what are you doing?
Right. I mean, yeah, 100%.
But that
means that they don't even have enough
a day, man.
They don't even have enough money to get something else. So they're out there selling whatever they have. And I'm not saying, hey, you know, there isn't somebody, you got to start somewhere, because we started with only $400 ourselves. I'm not saying you can't start somewhere, but I'm saying if they're continuously only having their retail products, that means they don't have a lot invested, which means there's concern if they pull something that's big that you're not going to get it.
But we had a wholesale account before we even spent a dime.
Right. Yes. We did our research.
Yeah.
We've paid taxes from day one. That's another thing. I mean, you start seeing these people, friends and family, Venmo, Zelle, like...
Actually,
what are you doing?
You go on a lot of these platforms. Like even Instagram, like you look at like what they accept and they're like, if you're going to do PayPal, you have to do friends and family. I'm like, you're going to get shut down. Like you are going to get shut down. If you are doing this as a viable business and you want to be successful, you're basically jeopardizing that for what? 2.5%.
Right.
Like what? You gotta be smarter than that.
You know, there was actually a guy on Twitter that got blasted because he, and I agreed with him. He said that the fees on PayPal is not the responsibility of the buyer. The buyer should not be concerned with the percentage.
No.
That is on the seller.
Yeah, 100%.
So when you see people selling cards or you see breakers and they're like, Friends and family. Well, if it's not friends and family, then you got to give me an extra 3%. Like, no, that's the fee. That's the cost of doing business. Can I go to Visa? Like, I have a Visa terminal in the store. Can I be like, I don't want to pay those fees? Like, no, that's the cost of doing business.
How many transactions do we do? What if we basically were like, all right, we're going to need that 2.5% from everybody who buys through our website.
Right.
No.
No. I mean, we already charge taxes. It is. So, you know, that to add on to – Just I'm just saying, do your research. There's plenty of other options out there. It's not like there's only whatnot to break at. I know it's cool, and there's some great whatnot breakers. I'm not saying the whole platform, but there's been story after story after story after story of people stealing cards.
Pretty consistent. Like, if you – I mean, you go back, like, 6 months to a year, I mean, there's probably a new story that pops up weekly about some potential shady stuff going down.
And the drawback about the phone And some breakers have figured it out, and they've got OBS on there. You can see these guys. But the phone, you don't even know. You can't see the face of the person. You know what I mean? You're not seeing their reactions. You're not seeing, like, if they're making a face or if they're, like, usually you poker face, right? Like, you could see somebody. If you've seen this guy's face, he probably would have been like, ooh, and you heard him say, sheesh. Like, you could see him. Oh, you could see his face. He's probably, like, less likely to be shady if you can see his face. But no, we're like straight up phone. We're able. It's a smaller area to show. We can take boxes out off camera.
I mean,
fairly
easy.
And
we heard the details about this specific incident, that the breaker had only worked for one day. We've been doing this for over 12 years now. We would never hire somebody and be like, okay, cool, you're running the show by yourself. One day, good luck. No, there's like, we go through, we train everybody. There's checks and balances that we go through to make sure it is, even though we hired somebody, is it a good fit? Is it going to work for us? Is it going to work for them? But we would never send somebody out there and just be like, okay, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Like that at the end of the day, I know the business owners were not the ones who stole the card, and they basically came out and were trying to play the victim as well. They have to take responsibility for what happened. It's their business.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's whether or not he made a mistake, he made a pretty honest video that I feel like he was being honest, but it's hard to be new and make a video like that, because like you don't have long-term trust. So it's tough, you know, and we're going through trying to hire breakers every day. We're trying to find people. And that's always a question in our mind is, does this person seem trustworthy? Like, what is their, you know, past? What have they been like? Where have they worked? Have they had jobs long enough? You know, if they, you know, there's certain things, criteria that we're looking at to make sure this person's going to be in charge of your cards.
We wouldn't have somebody actually breaking by themselves for like
months,
a month,
yeah,
a minimum,
yeah,
boot camp. Like, we make sure that like they are ready to take that next step. And you'll get a pretty, after working with somebody for a month, you'll get a pretty good gauge of character.
Yeah.
You have a pretty good idea of the vibe.
And what's really tough about Whatnot is that there's no videos. There's nothing saved. Like, you can't go back. The only way you can save it is if you record it. And that's what's happening here, is that these users are recording these videos. So that's the only way. I mean, there's probably been dozens of incidents that have never gotten recorded that are gone.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing, is it just shows you how much things have devolved, where like we now need people who are watchdogs watching this all the time, being like, well, better check in on this feed, better check in on that feed. And you're right. How are we supposed to know that this isn't like a daily occurrence? Like, you like to believe that people are doing it right, but if it's popping up this often when it's like, let me just drop in on this, like, who's to say? And the other part that I keep thinking is like, I don't want to tell you where to spend your money, but like, if you are getting into this hobby and you want to be like, well, I want to get in a break. Well, one, there are, as you guys have said, there are so many options. Obviously, we're an option, but there's so many other great group breaking options,
yes,
that have been around for over a decade, if not longer. That should be like number one. Okay, well, who's been around long and has a reputation? And then if you're really hell bent on like, I just want to be on my phone and do it through live e-commerce, there's other places that vet their shops and stores, unlike Whatnot. And maybe it's going to change with Whatnot, but that's where, to me, it's the biggest red flag. Is it's just like, I could literally create an account right now, jump on there tonight with no checks, nothing.
Now, have we figured out if Whatnot is viewing this as like a no tolerance policy? Like, it happens once, you're off the platform.
They did put out a statement. Here, I'll go through the statement real
quick. I know
quick.
That the guy was like suspended for a while, and yeah, he was working it out. So that's great. I love that. I mean, you can't just allow people to keep burning customers.
But I think it should be one and done, man.
It really,
like,
should.
It happens one time, then this platform, I mean, why would Whatnot want to take the risk and bring them back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. But then,
if you're new and you don't really have a long-standing reputation, and then something like this happens, you're kind of just screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be careful on who you hire. Well, here's the thing. Get your own website. Like, that's another thing. I'm going to give you guys a checklist, all right? A checklist of what to look for in a breaker, regardless if it's us. This is not an advertisement for us. This is us having a podcast talking about what to look for. 2 years in business, at least. 2 years of business at least, has a website, shows their face, okay? Breaking hobby products, showing you cases that they're breaking. Like, these are requirements that you guys need to look at and see and build trust with people, because there's a lot of things. There's a million different things.
A checklist for whatnot to bring new breakers on?
Well, that should be it. Yeah, that should be it. Also,
job requirements, essentially.
I mean, I'm saying as a customer what you should look for to protect yourself. Never send friends and family. That goes without saying, but we need to remind newbies in the hobby that are, if you're new, don't ever send friends and family.
If a deal is too good to be true, it truly is that it's too good to be true. Run away from it. Like, we, how many times, like, do we see on Twitter or Instagram where someone's like, I got ripped off. I knew that I was buying this card for, you know, a quarter of what market value is. Just the deal just seems so good. I jumped on it, wanted friends and family, and that person ran off my money, and now I'm out of the money and the card. If the deal is too good to be true, it is. It is too good to be true. Run away.
And there's so many other things. For one, Whatnot, and Whatnot has told us flat out when we went on Whatnot for a decent amount of time, but we're not on there anymore. We asked them, and this is why we were really hesitant to even go on the app, is we asked, what happens with breakers breaking release dates? Like Contenders comes out on Wednesday. People are on there right now as we speak,
probably ripping Contenders and not
ripping Contenders,
not
regular,
not the first off the line, regular. And I know from a consumer standpoint, you're going to look at that and go, well, I don't see the big deal. But the whole ecosystem, it is a big deal. It's not a fair playing field for everybody involved. Shops, breakers that follow the rules. It's just not. We get the product early as well. I won't sell it in the shop.
It's not fair to our competition and our friends.
I have too much pride for this industry to just so I can make a couple extra bucks, I'm going to basically break the process that I have told manufacturers and distributors that I would stand behind.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a fair playing field. And, you know, it's funny because I've tried to be the police, the watchdog on my own personal accounts, and I've slid into DMs of these guys. And you know what? Zero response. No, not even. I said, you're not breaking the release date is this date, not today. And no response. I know they see it, but they know they're doing something wrong because they don't respond to me.
There's no response. They just can't contain themselves, right? That's what it breaks down to.
But if somebody's willing to cheat the system that's put in place by manufacturers and distributors, what are they willing to do with your cards and your money?
Yeah.
That's the truth right there.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying.
Now, I will throw this out there. There was a statement by Whatnot. Just to, if you're like, man, let's hear their side of the story. This is what they said, and I'll throw the slide on the screen if you're watching. This is just a quick rundown. A few incidents have happened in the sports community on our platform in the last 72 hours. Released about a day or two after the Retail King. We take this extremely seriously, have taken action on all sellers in question, and have compensated the impacted buyers. These bad actors represent a small fraction of our tens of thousands of amazing sellers. We strive to be the safest place for people to sell, blah, blah, blah. We acknowledge that the power of our community is critical in making the hobby safer, so we are introducing Whatnot Watch, a pilot community moderator program to help do so. We're looking to enlist your help in raising the bar and setting a new standard of trust. You can actually be paid for your time being spent on Whatnot. Get merch and Whatnot badges for being a watchdog. So look, good, but I hate to take the cynical spin, or maybe I don't, that, oh, so now it's just, well, let's actually pay these people who are already being our watchdogs. So it's like, well, let's just like, and you're not going to be also, we're going to give you merch and you're just going to advertise Whatnot for us, which is kind of like,
no, you know what,
hey,
that tells me?
At least they're getting a watchdog, I guess. So that's nice.
You know what that tells me as well, but it's a good thing. Don't let this next comment let you know it's not a good thing. We want to make sure we know about it first before the public does. because we don't want that card that got dipped on social media. We want you to be a watchdog and let us know so that we can delete all evidence.
It's a way to
save our reputation.
Right, exactly. It's a way to make sure. Well, one, again, it is good, yes, in the long run.
Why don't they do it
you're
themselves?
You're protecting the customer. Exactly. Instead of like, you know, having to
that is like, I feel like the most obvious statement. Like,
yeah.
Well, and this
you
is,
do it.
And this is why I'm hopeful.
No, I'm not going to sit here and put in 12 hours of time. You're going to give me a t-shirt and a goodie bag.
Exactly. That's what's
cutter.
So weird about
box
it is
cutter.
It's like these guys who were like, I'm watching this because I know fishy things are happening. But now they're like, well, what if we gave you a t-shirt and a couple of bucks? Would that make everything better?
It's probably going to be, I mean, it's actually genius in a way. It's probably going to be Whatnot Credit, right? So it's going to be, you do this. We see that you're watching. You get X amount of credit per hour, per day, whatever, right? So you're going to get a stipend, which is actually going to go right back in the ecosystem and help sell breaks. Not a bad business idea. But here's the thing. Here's what I want to tell you guys is that why I'm hopeful of Fanatics' live stream platform, which should be towards the end of the year, hopefully beginning of next year. Whatnot is in the business of getting fees. So they want the most amount of sellers possible. Because they're not selling product, they're selling fees. So we've been told, we've when we were on there, we had more people than a lot of other people. But they're saying the reason why we're not number one is because we're not doing per dollar per hour. So we were doing like, let's say we were doing Donruss and we were selling boxes for $300 or $400 and we're doing it consistently. Well, there was other breakers doing $10,000 Eminence and Flawless boxes. Those people may have only had 20 people in the chat. They had higher spend. So that's how you get ranked on Whatnot is higher spend. So because it makes sense. They're selling fees. They're getting a rake, 5% temp, whatever it is, they're getting per transaction. So they don't give a F of what's going on product-wise. The difference here is live stream app by Fanatics, they're making the product too. So they have concerns about the product. So that's why I'm hopeful that there's going to be more policing, there's going to be more standards, not only to protect the sellers, but protect the breakers and the customers, where there's going to be standards and practices more than likely put into place, and they're not going to just let John Bong Ripper on their app platform.
Johnny,
it's going to be well
Johnny
vetted.
Johnny Bong Ripper?
Well vetted.
Not Johnny Bong Ripper.
I mean, Bong Ripper cards. Again, guys, great idea. If you're into that sort of thing, Bong Ripper cards.
There is a company out there called Smoke Breaks.
There you go.
Well, we always say that. I don't know if they're still around.
There was one. I just pictured of a guy like he's never on camera because he's taking a smoke break.
Bong Rippers with a Z. There you go. That's for the take.
I think there was like Vape Breaks.
Vape Breaks. That's not even. I mean, Smoke Breaks is clever. Vape Breaks just.
If you're still like, Doug, I love Whatnot. I don't care what you're saying. That's fine. There's a lot of trustworthy sellers, and you can see them day in and day out with over hundreds of people in their chat. Those people are never mentioned in any of this. So if you have to break on that Whatnot app, so be it. But like, do your research. Make sure this person is somebody you would allow. If you have kids, you would allow your daughter to date. If not, then that means you don't trust them. Simple as that.
Cool.
Anything else? Nah. I'm fired up, man. I wish we had like a punching bag in here. I would take it out on the punching
take
bag.
Take it out
right
on
now.
Bong Rippers.
He's going to come in here now. He's going to come in here now. Oh, there he is. Popped in there. 2023 Bowman. Let's get into something prospect oriented. 2023 Bowman is going to be releasing at the end of this month, April. Or I'm sorry, we're still in March. It's going to be at the end of April. The checklist was released. Highlighted by Drew Jones, Andrew Jones' son, is going to be the main draw. He's going to be your Jason Dominguez of this year's Bowman. But let's take a peek, Cody. What else are you seeing in some of the names that have been released on this checklist?
Yeah, there's a lot of good names. Actually, I did a deep dive the other day and took a look at all of the big names in this one. I think the main guys that everybody is going to chase are guys that you already knew from the draft that haven't made it yet. We mentioned him. Drew Jones, going to be the big, big chase, huge chase. I would say, for my money, a bigger one than Jackson Holliday. Given just, I think the where he ranked among prospects was a little higher, even though he was not drafted number one. And, of course, has that family lineage behind him as well.
And just so we know, Diamondbacks? Correct.
Yes. He is an Arizona Diamondback. I think there's something to that too.
And does that him being Arizona Diamondbacks, do you think that kind of hurts his value? Helps his value? Does not affect it whatsoever?
I don't think it affects it. And in fact, I think it is actually where we may be reaching a point where it might actually help him because of all the momentum they've had lately with Corbin Carroll, Jordan Lawler, all of these Alec Thomas, all these young stars who have come up through this system or are still coming up through the system. And now you got Drew Jones on top of it. So you think, well, he could be the final piece to the puzzle here and be the next guy. Cam Collier for the Cincinnati Reds, third base prospect who was the top 20 pick, someone to keep an eye on. Reds got a couple of guys in this, I think, that could be very interesting. Jacob Berry and Justin Crawford round out the big first round picks. Justin Crawford, yes, that is another son of a former major leaguer.
And that's how you get drafted.
Yeah.
It's tried and true.
Yeah, exactly.
What team is he on?
He'd be the Philadelphia Phillies. So
is that his picture on there?
Yes, he is on there in his Phillies hat.
He needs to eat a cheeseburger.
He is a skinny kid for sure. So he's got to beef up a little bit. But you know what? His dad's game was all about speed. So if he's going to be following in dad's footsteps, his dad had some pop too. Dad did have pop. Carl Crawford was good.
Carl Crawford, at one point, probably the best all-around baseball player in the league.
He was up there.
Has he had the highest stolen base season, like the last highest stolen base season of, like, I feel like he had, like, 70 or 80 one year, and it's not even been close.
Oh, wait, no. But Billy Hamilton had a bunch.
No, not that much.
See, but I don't think Billy Hamilton ever played enough.
Billy Hamilton led the league in stolen bases at one point.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he did, but yeah, I don't think he ever got into the heights like that. A couple other guys I want to mention.
I think Juan Pierre also.
Juan Pierre.
I think he led the league in stolen bases.
There's a guy. Great stolen base. Great speed on the base pass. Good hitter. Not a great rapper. Check out the 2003 championship parade.
Didn't know he rapped.
Well, he probably best he never did it again. And I don't think
there's
he did.
Carl Crawford.
Yeah.
03.
I think Spencer Jones for the Yankees is a guy to keep an eye on, outfielder, because first round Yankee draft pick, that's always going to be a hot commodity, as we're going to talk about in a little bit. Xavier Isaac for the Rays also up there. I'm going to throw out Matt Mervis of the Chicago Cubs.
Matt Mervis, who
very possibly could get called up this year. A lot of pop, first baseman. It is kind of like he's on the older side of a first Bowman here, but he's proved enough in the minors that he is on the Bowman checklist now, despite being a late draft pick early in his career. And he may have a shot here to make some noise for the Chicago Cubs in 2023.
Matt Mervis.
Remember the name. I'll be super biased. Kyle Harrison, Giants starting pitcher, lefty, best lefty, arguably among prospects in baseball. He does have a first Bowman in here, so
probably a couple years away.
Actually, it could be this year.
The last, just to circle back on my question, 2009 Jacoby Ellsbury, 70 stolen bases.
Ah.
So that's the last time anybody's hit 70.
Okay.
So I think the stolen base should come back, man. Malik Smith had 46 in 2019.
Malik Smith.
Have we stopped running in baseball? Because I think it was 35. It looked like it was in 2022 for the AL. 35 stolen bases. Yes. Jorge Mateo.
Yes. So yes, this is part of as opening day is this week. Actually, in fact, it'll be today. If you listen to this, the bases have been expanded. That's why they're making them a little bit bigger this year, is to encourage more base stealing, but also they're to avoid injuries on the base paths, so there's less collisions.
And have more reviews, I'm sure, at
a
this point.
A lot more reviews.
Because if it's like a finger getting in there underneath
the
glove.
Who is John Birdie?
He had the most stolen bases last year.
Yeah, exactly. That is the million-dollar question. I think I even said it last year at the end of the season. I said, if anybody could tell me who led the National League in stolen bases, I'll give you $1 million. John Birdie.
John Birdie.
Fantasy stud.
A little birdie told me.
Little birdie.
But in terms of Bowman, guys, probably by the time you're listening to this or shortly after, PYTs will be available at mojobreak.com. So scoop up your teams, especially the first cases posted. They will always be the cheapest. So we pay it pays to buy in early and get those teams before they do go up. And we always incentivize that for the early Bowman buyers. MLB buy or sell.
Yeah. Well, before we move to that, I do want to mention also that because the international signing period has shifted because of, you know, 2020, the madness of 2020 and all that, it's now in December, January, I believe. There are actually a few top 10 international prospects in this set. I believe Dinesh Valdez and Emmanuel Bonilla are both top 10 international prospects. So something to keep an eye on, not only those last few first round picks, but you're going to get a lot more international prospects.
Interesting. Yeah, you don't really get it in Bowman that much. It's usually Bowman Chrome.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually those guys reserve because it used to be Bowman Chrome came out September, October, November, right after the July, August signing period. So now things have shifted a little bit here.
And one thing to keep in mind for you guys that are new to the hobby, there is three different sets of Bowman, but a lot of them are probably all being signed at the same time because it is the same design. So you have, well, at least Bowman and Bowman Chrome are probably being signed at the same time. So Topps probably got 200 autos, and they're deciding where some of these are going, right? Or if some of them haven't came back, they're going to be in Bowman Chrome. Typically, Bowman Draft is mostly the first rounders of said draft year. So that's something to keep in mind. There's three different sets. So if you're ever like, I want to chase Jason Dominguez, I'm going to buy 2020 Bowman Chrome. He's not in there. So do your research if you're looking for a specific player to buy whichever box he's in, because there is three different ones, all the same design. But let's get into MLB buy or sell.
All right, buy or sell. Opening day is here, so let's acclimate ourselves with some of the names that are making headlines out of spring training, some borderline guys, some prospects, some huge stars. Let's just dive right into it. The first two guys, I'll just pair them together. They're the two biggest names, I think, for baseball card collectors entering the season. It's Anthony Volpe of the New York Yankees, Jordan Walker of the St. Louis Cardinals. Both their cards through the roof. I feel like the obvious. I feel like the answer is pretty obvious when we're saying buy, sell, or hold. And we say it every year, but again, it's always a nice PSA, not a PSA 10, but just a actual public service announcement. Usually, this is the best time to sell on these prospects. Anthony Volpe, PSA 10, last sold March 26 for $3,000 after 44 bids. And
that
that is
number to $499.
That is number to $499, and it sold for $3,000.
That's probably close to judge prices.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you'll see, actually, in a little bit, a guy who's pretty close to him. Jordan Walker, PSA 10, purple, last sold March 25th, $2,076. Walker's stuff was actually outselling Volpe for a while. Volpe now outselling Yankee shortstop, youngest Yankee starting day shortstop since Derek Jeter. Are you buy, sell, or holding on these guys?
If I have specifically that card, I'm selling. I mean, if you are a guy that's, you know, we don't buy a whole lot of singles. Most of our singles are for buybacks, but you kind of start buying in December. So in this case, you'd be buying Volpe in December of 2022, maybe a little bit into January, but once it hits March, you absolutely cannot buy. If you're looking to profit, obviously, if you believe in Volpe and you think he is Derek Jeter, maybe it is a time to buy. Personally, I think it's time to sell.
It's time to sell. You would actually be buying at the worst possible time with Volpe. Just got told that he's making the opening day roster. Yankee shortstop, like literally the worst time to buy.
Yeah.
If you are still interested in Volpe, see what he does the first month and a half of the season. Somebody in the hobby is probably going to drive the market, and we will stop probably talking about Volpe unless he comes out and he's hitting like 500 and just a bunch of homers. And I mean, then you basically miss the boat. Jordan Walker, same thing. I'm selling. Again, like the worst possible time to buy. If I believed in either one of these players, I would wait. And even, I mean, imagine if Volpe comes out and he struggles and he gets sent down, and you still believe in Volpe, you're going to be getting for half to a quarter of the price that you'd be buying at right now.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I would start looking at plays like a Bryce Harper, like, because he's not playing, right? So, like, might still be a little bit elevated because he is coming back, but, like, you know, something like that where all the attention's not on them, and these guys obviously have all the attention on them. So,
yeah.
You know, something to think about. Wow. PSA 10 of this guy, huh?
Yeah, well, I'll say with Volpe, too, that this is, yeah, you got to, if you want to hold him, I think if you are like, well, I really want to hold one of these two guys, Volpe's more justifiable because I think Yankee shortstop who does big things, we see what happens. That's huge shoes to fill.
But what happens if he comes in and he struggles?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I honestly, if I had to break it into percentage, I think it's a 10% chance that buying today works out and profits you.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Buying, no. But if you've got Volpe in your collection and you're like, no, I really think he's the guy.
I mean, we did
I'm
pull
not
the
gonna,
super fractor, but you know, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
Dude, how much is that? I posed a question on Twitter. Not a lot of people answered me. Is it safe to say that's like $250,000 card?
I mean, you just saw the number to 399 is 3,000.
$499.
Yeah, number to 499.
That was number to 499.
Even less, even more. It's $3,000. Goodness.
I mean, it could be close to $250,000 card. Yeah. At least, right. I mean, easily six figures, right? Superfractor we're talking about? Superfractor 101 auto?
Yeah. It's whatever it is.
And I would say when we pulled that, that might have been a $8,000 to $12,000 card.
Maybe.
Wasn't Jason Dominguez.
No. We were bummed out it wasn't because we saw the Yankee logo.
It wasn't Bobby Witt.
Now he's the guy you want. Now he is the guy you want.
What are we looking at? Josh Jung?
Josh Jung. Josh Jung. Kind of a hot hobby name a few years ago. And injuries kind of piled up. Was supposed to play last year. Missed all of the year. Having a great spring. He's going to be the starting third baseman for the Rangers. He is 25. So it kind of feels like a make or break year for him. His PSA 10 Orange sold on March 22nd for $2,732 after 36 bids. Are we buying, are we selling, or are we holding on Josh Jung, the Texas Ranger third baseman?
I mean, that is an orange. That's an orange. Actually, now that I look at that, that's actually kind of cheap for an orange.
Yep.
Nice auto. I think the Rangers are on the uptick. His brother plays baseball, too, so you might get – I mean, that's also some, like, also to think about is if there is a potential that, like, you've seen it with Kelsey's, right? You know, there's a potential that these guys get on the media more if his brother comes up and they're, like, playing against each other or maybe on the same team. So, I mean, I don't hate that buy. Maybe that means his base are, like, a couple $100, maybe. Not a bad buy.
I'd buy that card before buying the number to 499 Volpe.
Yeah, I'm kind of high on Josh Jung right now.
He's a home run hitter, right?
Yeah, in a good Rangers team, a much better Ranger team, a solid lineup where you got Semien, you got Seager, who will both hopefully be better this year. Yeah, it might not be a bad buy. And there's definitely way cheaper autos than that one. I mean, if that's a number to 25 and it's still a solid $300 less than Volpe, then you can imagine where the rest of his market lies right now. Not wouldn't be a bad buy at all. All right. This is a guy we're all familiar with. Ronald Acuna Jr. hurt in 2021 midseason after was on a tear and gets hurt. Braves won the World Series without him. Comes back last year. They're kind of like playing him like he didn't play as much as I think they had hoped. They really slow rolled him and had, I guess, for his standards, a down year. His PSA 10, this is a PSA 10 refractor auto number to 499, sold on January 29th for $4,351, about $1,300 more than Volpe's. Let's keep that in mind. Same card, 49 bids. I have seen some of his stuff that is some base Bowman autos that are pretty reasonably priced right now in the $350 to $400 range. Some of those Topps Chrome rookies or just Topps Chrome autos selling for way lower than they have. I'm going to go right out and say I'm pretty bullish on Ronald Acuna Jr. this year, and I think he's a pretty strong buy right now.
I'm not. I think he's a sell. For one, I hate 2017 design, so I wouldn't even want to look at that card. I think, you know, just is probably one of the worst Bowman designs they've ever came out with. The kid doesn't hustle. He doesn't hustle. He's got a chip already. He's gotten paid. I feel like there's so many other bigger names now that have passed him up. I don't think he's in kids baseball top 10 conversation anymore. I think Harper's a such stronger buy.
Ain't gonna see him till
price point.
Though.
What's that?
Ain't gonna see him till midseason. We got Acuña all season long.
For now.
But they won without him. How does that feel?
I got a good one. I mean, and Tatis would probably be a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Would you go with a Tatis or would you go with a Ronald Acuña?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I feel like the Padres are on the uptick in the.
But there's no. But there is zero cloud hanging over Acuña. There's nothing hanging
except
over
except that he doesn't hustle and he's not a great team
but
player.
But he didn't use, you know, whatever it was, horse steroids or whatever the hell. I forget what it was. Ringworm. Sure, yeah.
I think he said he's sorry, so we're good.
He's sorry.
So we're good.
See, this is why I'm buying in on him, because everyone's doubting him.
I would buy, and I know Tatis is cheaper. I would go Tatis over Acuña.
I would probably buy the Bowman Chrome rookie auto over this one. I think it's 2019 or 2020. I think we talked about this last week or a couple weeks ago when we were doing the Topps Chrome versus the Bowman. I feel like they're really, the photo choices sometimes are a little tough. Also, like Ronald Acuña is probably like 16 here too, so it doesn't even look like him. You know, I don't know. I know Bowman first is the way to go, and that's fine and all. But aesthetically, I just don't like that card.
I will say, though, I just think in general his stuff is pretty down across the board. And I I'm pretty
$4,300 is down, Cody.
That's down for him. That's down for him.
Maybe it's leveling out for him.
Maybe.
Maybe it's getting right to where it should be.
I think, though, if he returns, which, again, it's a big ask. It's a big ask, but I don't think it's that big because he's still like 24, 25. He's still young. If he gets back to 2019 levels of production, that's to me, then it's
Soto or Acuña. Who would you like over those two?
Soto.
Okay.
But that's me.
I was getting weird. Is
like
Acuña your guy?
I like Acuña this year. I like him a lot this year. I'm at the point where I kind of think he might be the MVP. I think he's a dark horse MVP candidate.
No, that's Trey Turner.
See, he's too obvious. It's too obvious. He got hot.
Dan's like, what have you done for me lately?
Hot,
Trey Turner.
He got hot. Too early.
I like Trey Turner. I wanted the Giants to sign Trey Turner.
I did too.
Trey Turner, I think, is overall probably the best baseball player in the league. Does everything. What does he not do?
He doesn't pitch.
True.
There's a guy in LA who does.
True, but that's not fair. I mean, maybe Turner might be able to go out there and throw a couple innings.
Maybe.
We don't know. He does it all.
We'll probably find out.
I mean, we also don't know how much the Ohtani refractor is, you know. For that matter, but
yeah, I didn't even bother to put him because I'm like, well, hey, we can't do anything.
It might not be that much different than Acuña.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Exactly.
Kelnick, huh?
Yeah, let's throw in Jared Kelnick, another guy who was a hobby darling, had a bad year last year. Let's just be honest, a bad year. Did not. I think he got sent down, but a good spring. In fact, I think he was among spring leaders in OPS. By the end of it all, he's going to be your starting left fielder for the Seattle Mariners with Julio Rodriguez, Teoscar Hernandez on a team that should compete for the American League West.
Wasn't he like 400 this spring or something like
that? Yeah, he had a huge spring. He had a great spring. I mean, it was an open competition for that final outfield spot, and he ran away with it. He's going to be in your opening day roster. His PSA 10 base first Bowman auto sold on March 19th. For $450 at best offer, his stuff is pretty dang cheap right now. Not maybe as cheap as I think it maybe should be, but are we buying or selling on Jared Kelnick? Again, another make or break guy.
I've always been a fan. I think that's a fair price. I was actually just trying to Google. There was a card he signed that said World Series champs, and I can't remember if it was 2023 or 2024.
24, so, then that's going to be a hot commodity.
So he had signed one of those with an inscription. But I think that you guys know me. I'm like a Mariner fan second, you know. So, like, anybody on the Mariners, I've made the prediction for the last 15 years. It's going to hit one of these times, and I'm a fan. I'm buying.
How much again?
$450 for his PSA 10 base first Bowman.
Nah.
Ooh. Oh, he wrote 2022 World Series champs, so that didn't quite work.
We was way off on that one.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not buying. I'm staying away.
Just complete. I'm not even holding. I don't even want him.
Just nah. He has to show me that he can do it in the bigs.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that just stinks about his cards is they are on a Mets uni. So, yeah. But I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah. I think some lower end stuff, if you can want to buy
also,
him.
It's concerning that, like, the Mets would take him in the first round, move him early on.
Closer in baseball.
Did the Mets see something in him that they're like, we misjudged this. We are going to ship him off and get whatever value we can for him? Because he comes up in his first year, he looks terrible.
Yeah.
So, too many ifs.
What happened with Dansby Swanson? He's a World Series champion now. So, I mean, it worked out for him.
They won that. He won that championship for him.
He was a pretty big part, right?
I know he's gotten a little bit better. I think he just got paid. I didn't like his contract. I don't think he is as good as what he's getting paid for. I mean.
Yeah, and I think for Hobby Love, he's never going to quite – it's never going to quite happen. So, Kelenic's still got a shot. Again, it feels like it's make or break this year.
Kyle Schwarber, didn't he hit 50-something home runs?
Yeah, he hit a lot of homers last year. Now, so this is sort of a – again, this is more of a PSA to everybody that the shift, it's gone this year, sort of. Like, people are going to figure out how to get around it. So I just threw out a bunch of left-handed sluggers, and these are guys that MLB.com did a really good breakdown of which players are going to benefit the most from the change of shift rules. They found that Corey Seager would potentially get 20 extra hits with the shift rules. Kyle Schwarber, 12 extra hits. I got Jesus Sanchez on here. No one's even thinking about Jesus Sanchez. It's going to get him like an extra 10 hits.
That's a good point.
These are, I think, in general, lefty sluggers are an investment that people should look at, especially these guys. I mean, we've been talking about big cards, you know, four-digit cards. These are all like under 500, $500 or less. Corey Seager, BGS 9.5, first Bowman, $500. Kyle Schwarber, numbered to 75, first Bowman, BGS 9.5, $374. Jesus Sanchez is $100 for his rookie auto. I think it'd be really smart. Go and look at left-handed sluggers, see what you can find, and go bargain bin shopping.
You know what's not fair about this is that Barry Bonds would have had 3,000 hits.
Imagine.
Didn't the shift work both ways?
It did. Impacted lefties by a large margin.
But if it was a righty power hitter, they would also do the shift.
No, the shortstop's already there.
No, but they would move the second baseman on the other side of second base.
I cannot think of a single time where I saw like the three infielder on the third base.
Yeah, it's only on the other side.
No, it's not only.
I mean, it does happen.
But there should only
shifts.
Be two players on that side anyway.
Right. There are right-handed shifts. It's just that predominantly you are seeing it with left.
Now, could you bring, and we're getting into the rules here, could you bring the right fielder into the edge of the grass?
You can.
And then move the center fielder over to the right side?
What a lot of teams have been doing this spring to get around it.
Yeah, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, they're bringing in the left fielder to essentially play in that second base spot where they would be in the outfield. But you're also just leaving a giant hole in left field. So you got to have a really good center fielder if you want to do
that. Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is if you've played baseball before, and we're talking high level, obviously, as the MLB, is that all the pitcher has to do is pitch inside, and nobody's ever going to go opposite. Because I know people always say, well, you should be able to hit to the other side then. Well, no, you can't because they're pitching inside. it's almost impossible to go that way.
It's also kind of a pride thing, I think. A lot of these hitters, like, they have a lot of pride. They're not going to, like, squib one down, like, the third base line for a double. I mean, I would see, like, Brandon Belt would be one who he had no problem trying to push a bunt down the third base line to get a base hit.
Yeah, he was into that a little too much, but, to be honest. But,
yeah. Well, that was
against but there's shift, a lot right? of there's a lot of players that are being like, no, I'm just gonna beat your stupid shift.
I mean, actually, Brandon Belt is kind of genius in that regard because he's like, I show him bunt, then they won't do the shift on me, right? So it's like, I'm gonna catch you off guard one of these times.
Yeah, and then one of those times he broke his hand right before they went to the playoffs, and he had his best year ever. So
yeah, that
the
doesn't last laugh.
Doesn't hurt.
What team is Brandon Belt on now?
He is on the Toronto Blue Jays. Wow. He is a starting DH. So. And a stacked Blue Jays lineup.
He is going to have the best year of his career.
100%.
And Giants fans are going to be like, why did we dislike Brandon Belt so much?
He's going to have a really good year there. I already know it. It's going to happen. We all said it would happen. It's going to happen.
You know, and it's crazy. This is, you know, actually, you know, people say we talk a little, you know, Bay Area centric. We are getting into Bay Area talk now. Sergio Romo's night last night, that was incredible.
So cool.
But it's also the me realizing how far removed we are from those teams of success, right? To Brandon Belt's guy, I mean, literally you're hanging on to Brandon Crawford. That's it. That's all you got.
Well, Romo was there for all three championships.
He was
Belt was or Belt no he was wasn't no, there Belt for was 10 there, no. He wasn't there for 10.
Belt was there for 2.
Yes.
Crawford was there for 2.
Yep.
I don't think there's anybody else in the league.
True. Crawford wasn't in 10, huh? He was still prospect. See, I forget he wasn't because I think he has a 2009 Bowman card.
There's only one guy left from the three timers, and it is Madison Bumgarner. See, I think he's the only active player.
Yeah.
From that won 3 World Series with the Giants.
So that's crazy. I mean, that's like, you know, to get sentimental here, that's like when everything started for me, this business, my kids, my wife, we started dating during the 2010. So it's like, wow. It's like that era is now over.
Next year will be 10 years since the third of the 3 and 5.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. And we had that little.
Oh, God, I just felt my back get just feeling. That made me feel real old right there. Oh, yeah. God.
Getting a little gray over here. Coming the dinosaur breaker. But, yeah, it's baseball's fun, and I'm glad it's back. I could smell the grass already. I'm excited to be in Vegas with the opening day. That should be pretty fun. And excited to actually go to a game this year. So it's awesome. And Bowman right around the corner, guys. So mojobreak.com for your spots for Bowman. Bowman Randoms, Bowman Pick Your Teams, whether it be Jumbo or Hobby. And make sure you guys follow us at mojobreak_com on Twitter and Instagram for all your latest info, fun videos, breaks, new releases, all that stuff. And we'll see you guys next week, probably recapping the mints, and who knows, maybe a breaker will steal another card, and we'll talk about something like that next week, too. And we'll see you guys on the next hype. Peace.